Hello and welcome. We would like to begin by focusing your attention on the powerful healing abilities that your bodies already possess. Now, there's those of you who are suffering from all sorts of various different illnesses and pains within your physical body. So know that throughout this message, we're going to be not only reminding you of the wisdom that's already held within your physical bodies, but we'll also be sharing a tremendous amount of healing energy with you. So let us first begin with the overall precipice for really how everything is created. We oftentimes say that everything manifests the same exact way. You've likely heard us say it again and again, but it really doesn't matter whether you're perceiving something to be a good manifestation or if it's a bad manifestation. It's manifested because you've successfully matched the speed of the vibration so perfectly that now it has become a part of your physical reality. Now, in each and every moment, you're continually emitting a vibrational signal. And more often than not, humans, we would say accidentally, tend to allow their focus and therefore their vibration to be left on what we like to call autopilot, meaning that it's the result of viewing your experience and you react because you're witnessing that experience. We aren't denying that your reality is captivating, but as a result, you oftentimes have a mixed bag, so to speak, of the vibrational tones or the vibrational frequencies that you're sending out at any given time. So when you focus on something that's good, of course, it helps you feel good. When you focus on something bad, it helps you feel bad. But this really perpetuates more of the same because the universe is constantly responding to the most dominant vibration that you're sending out. So we like to use the analogy of the television because it really works relatively the same exact way. When you're tuned to, let's say, channel 4, you perceive, obviously, you're able to watch what's being broadcast on channel 4. But in order to watch a new channel, you have to pick up the remote and you have to change the channel. You can't just wish it to change. You can't despise the channel and really be aware that you want it to change. You have to pick the remote up. But you don't ever doubt that all of the other channels exist just because you're not watching them. You're aware that there are lots of different channels you could choose from. And you know that they're there by the fact that you can continually, we like to call, channel surf. You can move in and out of them constantly. But never does it ever happen that you're tuned to channel 4, but you get to watch what's on channel 8. Because you're going to get exactly what you're tuned to. And it's exactly the same concept when it comes to manifestation. Everything that you've ever thought, everything that you've ever dreamt of, it exists. It exists already. It's right here. It's right now. There's nowhere else for it to be. But not everything's on the same channel. So you only have access to the channel that you're tuned to. And your physical senses can only observe or really translate those vibrations into a sound or a taste or a touch or a smell that you are exactly vibrationally matched to. So everything is vibrating. The seat that you're sitting in, the floor that you walk on, the trees that you look at, the windows that you open. But you become so good at translating those vibrations into physical senses that you don't even realize that you're doing it. It's just part of the process of utilizing and familiarizing yourself with your physical bodies, with your physical environment. It feels more real, more tangible than the non-physical thoughts that you have, but they're just as real. And this vibrational law, it's universal and it works whether you know about it or not. But when you truly understand how everything manifests and the role that you're playing at any given time in manifesting it, that's when things really begin to get fun. And that's when you begin deliberately creating your reality at will, rather than it just kind of seeming as though it's happening to you, or what we like to say, manifesting by default. So now that you have the overall premise, the overall base for how anything manifests, we'll move into the specifics of healing your physical body from any pain, any illness. Because first and foremost, we want you to know that every single disease, every single illness, every single pain, every single trauma, can be healed by your physical body. Now we realize that the medical field hasn't quite caught up with this understanding and they absolutely have different diseases that they consider to be incurable up until now. However, your body is designed specifically to be able to regenerate, to be able to heal, to be able to grow new cells continually and constantly. So we want you to think about how a human body is created. Okay? It begins with two tiny cells, and it grows into a fully functioning human body in just 9 months. It really is. It's quite miraculous to watch that a physical body, a physical vessel in which your soul can use to operate and function, and all of the processes that it relies on are going to be created in just a 9-month period. And your bodies are so ingeniously designed that they can break down your food and you can determine what it needs, what you crave, what you're feeling. It's pumping your heart and it's your lungs are breathing, and your body is immediately capable of doing all of that upon birth because it innately knows what each one of the really trillions and trillions of cells that make up your physical body, it knows each and every one of them and what they need in every moment. And it processes a tremendous amount of tasks at any given time. It, like we said, beats your heart. It allows the oxygen to fill up through your veins and deliver that throughout. There are so many different chemical signals in your brain that are being secreted, and your emotions essentially are the ones that are conjuring that as a result. Whatever you're focused on, however you're feeling, your brain is then responding to it. Do you really think that a being that is that capable of doing all of that without any conscious thought wouldn't also be able to do the healing that's needed from any kind of imbalance that was created? So the question really then is, well, then why does pain or illness or ailments or diseases of any kind, why do they manifest? Obviously, it's not because you desire to be sick. It's not because you desire to be in pain. No one intentionally creates disease, but it gets created. Some people heal from it and some people don't. Some people can die from a paper cut and some people can transform their physical body and heal from stage 5 cancer. So how can you possibly manifest the exact opposite of what you desire? Because clearly your desire is that you want to feel better. Well, we'll tell you that it happens quite a bit more often than you'd probably want. But once you understand how it happens, you can then make the necessary changes to create the healing that you desire. And the premise, really, for everything in your reality is what you focus upon expands. You've heard us talk about this over and over and over again, likely. So the more that you focus on something, the bigger and the bigger it gets. It's kind of like walking around with a giant magnifying glass. Regardless of what the focus is, it's going to get bigger. And it really continues to create more and more momentum in whatever it is that you're focused on. And oftentimes, when you're in pain, it's hard not to focus on that. And it creates more and more and more of it, continues to give that response through your body. So you say, well, I wasn't focused on having a disease. I wasn't focused on having an illness or having a physical pain. It just happened. I stubbed my toe. I ran into this. I had an accident. I had a heart attack. And we're not denying that you likely weren't actively thinking about manifesting a disease or a physical pain, but you did become a match to it. And the question then becomes how and why? Because this oftentimes happens when something else in your reality has caused you to react in some sort of a negative way, and it pulls you out of vibrational alignment with your natural state of well-being. Because as we mentioned, those trillions and trillions of cells are naturally designed to be able to find and seek out alignment. Now, it could be something completely unrelated to health, and it probably was, but it could be finances, it could be career, it could be children, it could be your spouse, it could be them misbehaving, it could be relationships. Something that you focused on for long enough allowed you to physically manifest an imbalance in the body. And this is why we say that stress is just, it's so impactful. It's so taxing on the body because it has massive repercussions. And it wreaks havoc, not only on the immune system, not only on the gut, not only on the brain, but on every process of the body. So there are circumstances where a baby is born with a defect or an illness. And many will say, well, then how did that manifest? Was the baby out of alignment? Now, this is a little bit different of a circumstance where the soul has chosen Or we would say, really, they were well aware of it. They've chosen that before entering that physical body. They were well aware of the, perhaps the handicap or the imbalance that was taking place. And oftentimes the illness allows for lots of different opportunities for really all sorts of different kinds of expansion in ways that might not have been available to that body had they been completely healthy. And so there's all different reasons why any soul chooses to have any kind of handicap whatsoever. However, the illness can still be overcome. And this may be one of the reasons why the soul chose to incarnate in that physical body with that illness or with that disease, to experience the joy and the satisfaction of healing their body through their mind, because we can guarantee you it is possible. Now, many times your illnesses are very literal translations of the area that's out of alignment in your, in, we would say more so your energy systems, your vibrational systems, your emotions. So let's give you a few examples. Now, when a person's back goes out, a lot of people have all sorts of different back pain, disc pain, chronic back pain, and it's usually directly related to their focus and their actions being out of alignment with their higher self. Now realize where the chakras align, as that's also really important. So the spine is, of course, very much connected to all of them, but where in the spine is it going out? Realize the connection that oftentimes has. It will give you some indication as to the energy system that might be the reason for why it went out. Now, when a person experiences, let's say, a sore throat, oftentimes because it's directly related to their either feeling as though they are being unheard, or they are not feeling as though they can speak their truth, or that there is an issue with communication of some kind. And then there becomes a manifestation that the cells literally translate those thoughts and that resistance into something going wrong with the throat. Or let's say, let's just take an organ, for instance. Let's say when a person experiences kidney or maybe liver trouble, it's usually having to do with something, some kind of resistance of processing their physical reality, of not being able to release something that's not serving them anymore. They're holding on to something that is perhaps damaging in some way, but sometimes humans get really uncomfortable with change. And as a result, they hold on to these things longer than they even know is really good for them. And so this can create all different kinds of traumas within the physical body. Remember, the kidneys, the liver, they're responsible for processing waste for your body, for your entire body. So when there is an issue in those organs, oftentimes directly correlated to something that's being held or not detoxed from the body, really emotionally in that case. So as you can see, and we could go on and on for lots of different kinds of examples, but it oftentimes is a very literal translation. Take the different areas that you have in your body that are in pain in whatever capacity. It could be something that's a slight pain all the way up to something that's an excruciating chronic pain that you're dealing with, or perhaps a terminal illness that is being experienced. It is something that first manifested vibrationally and emotionally, and it eventually materialized physically. And all of you can feel when you're emotionally out of alignment. So when your focus becomes unbalanced, meaning that you feel any kind of negative emotion, any of them, you know when you feel it. And this gives you that immediate feedback that your focus, or that really your vibration, it's not in alignment with your higher self, and it's not in alignment with your desires. And you get that indication first, because your emotions, your vibration, that's immediate. The physical, there's a delayed response. It takes a little bit longer before it materializes. But if it's held long enough, it will. And so a focus that is held with great emotion, it has a powerful amount of momentum in that focus. And essentially, oftentimes, the body will then kind of begin to transform and things break down in the body that were working perfectly fine, or that you were born with a completely healthy system, which now an illness has emerged. There really never is an illness that you can get when your body is in a complete state of perfect balance and harmony. It's only when you allow negative vibration or negative emotion to be the center of your focus and it allows for the minds to begin to become unbalanced, and the disease and the sickness, and then it penetrates the physical body. So you see, your cells, they're always taking directions from you all day long, whether you realize it or not, whether you're doing it intentionally or not. Every thought that you have, everything that you say, it's a direction that you are giving to your body. So disease and pain of any kind remains in the body for only one reason. Now, there is some thought of some kind that's out of alignment vibrationally that's blocking the cells from healing. And this oftentimes becomes a bit of a rock and a hard place for many, because it's the physical pain that's causing them to focus upon the illness or the disease. However, you can't focus on something that you don't want and get the opposite of it, because what you focus on expands. And so you can't focus on that pain or that disease and get a healthy body. Humans tend to have a kind of bad habit of talking more about what they don't want, or why something is the way that it is, or what they don't like about a situation, rather than focusing on what they do want. So humans call that being realistic or practical, but we call it self-sabotage is what it really is. Because if you knew how impactful each and every thought that you have is, then you would be so much more careful about what you allow to come out of your mouths. And more importantly, it's not even what comes out of your mouth. It's what you begin to feel, what you begin to expect. What is the vibration you're pulsing out? The thought is just the vessel, but the emotions essentially are going to give you that direct correlation of how you're doing vibrationally, because thoughts always create form. The thought precedes the form. So as you become hyper-focused on that pain or that discomfort, it continually creates an environment in the body that cultivates that illness. You say, okay, I get that. So what should I do? I can't help but notice how much pain I'm in. And we say, exactly. And that's why it remains, because you can't or are not able to focus on something else and not get more of it. It's just a universal law. So the question really is, and the more important question is, what am I supposed to do about that? And we're not saying that it's easy, but it is absolutely essential that you begin to shift the focus from pain onto a body that's vibrant or healthy or filled with well-being. And so sometimes there is too much hot buttons or activated triggers that are keeping it really difficult to focus on anything but that pain. So we would encourage that you begin to lean on some of the positive triggers, some of the things that can bring you to a place that starts to feel better, even if it's not about feeling physically better, but just emotionally, you can find something that is a little bit more soothing than the thoughts that you're holding, which is why we oftentimes say that laughter really is the best medication, because it just brings you right back into alignment. So first and foremost, you need to bring your body, and most importantly, your mind back into balance. And this is really can be done in so many different ways. And we offer lots of different suggestions continuously for you to find ways to feel emotionally as good as you possibly can. Because if you can just find something that you can lean on, those positive triggers that each of you have that make you feel good, is then you get out of your body's own way and it can do what it's naturally designed to do. Now, the key to any of these suggestions is to find a way to tune to that channel of healing so that your body can restore that well-being that is, it's innate within you. You were born capable of it, and you will continue to be capable of continuing and restoring and rejuvenating your body in that way. So when you begin to create that focus, it builds up positive momentum. It makes it so much easier, not only for your body to heal, but it makes it so much easier to sustain it, to keep yourself there. So the initial work is to slow and stop the negative momentum that's been created. And so that initial first phase really is all about distraction. Using any method, any excuse, any reason to feel good, anything you possibly can think of to feel at peace or to laugh or to feel happy. So it could be anything. And again, it really doesn't matter what you're using to feel good emotionally. All that matters is that you do. So you could use sitting outside in nature, putting your toes directly in the grass or the dirt. We talk about oftentimes how incredibly beneficial and grounding nature is for each of you. It's like you're living on a giant battery that has this incredible ability to soak up any kinds of negative energy and transmute it. And so if you're able, going for a walk on some beautiful path in nature, or going and sitting outside by the beach, a large body of water of any kind, or sitting amongst trees, or looking at a forest, listening to the sound of the rain, anything along those lines around nature really has a fantastic ability to really clear and cleanse anything that's misaligned, anything that's negative that's being held within the physical body. And so there are, of course, many suggestions that you can find in your toolkits, but essentially, we would also encourage spending time with animals also have that same kind of impact as nature does. And so spending time with animals, petting a cat, going for a walk with a dog, watching them play, babies also laughing, watching them with their curiosity, letting them just play or giggle at things. Putting your toes into some nice warm sand or listening to nature sounds. You could do really any of those things, anything that's going to make you laugh. And the act of laughter alone brings such a high vibration to your body. It's just so tremendously healing. And so that's why we say laughter really is the best medicine, because you literally laugh yourself back into alignment. Now, we oftentimes talk about how that initial phase really is all about getting yourself distracted enough that you can begin that process of finding some new patterns of thought or some new things to focus upon, of finding any way to feel good as often as you can. But that second phase of your healing is all about matching the speed of that healthy, vibrant body so that you can physically manifest it into your physical experience. And we call this phase really more so, many of you have heard us talk about skipping to the end, but you skip to the end of feeling what it feels like to already wake up in the morning feeling vibrant, feeling healthy, feeling recharged, feeling pain-free, just capable of doing absolutely anything. You could just jump up and down. You feel healthy and capable. Skip to that place. Nothing has to physically change in order for you to be able to start to think about what that would feel like waking up, as if that already took place. It immediately kicks those cells into action and starts giving them completely new directions, completely new information than what they have been receiving. Because realize that your body, it already innately knows how to heal itself. It's not broken. It's not missing any information that it needs. It just needs you to stop getting in the way of it. It knows how to regenerate each and every cell, and it's constantly growing new cells. All of the cells that make up your body, they're constantly regenerated every few years. The taste buds on your tongue, the nerves in your fingers, the eyes that you see from, the feet that you walk on, they're all relatively brand new. No more than 10 years old at most. So it's about giving your cells new blueprints to follow to be able to create a body that is healthy, that is able to continually recharge. It's just like that television station we were talking about. You can't tune to channel 4 and get to watch channel 8 just because you really, really want to watch channel 8. You have to pick that remote up. You have to find one way or another to get there vibrationally. But as you make that deliberate effort to allow your body to heal itself, talk to your body, tell it what you want it to do, give it instructions. Now, we're not saying that you need to pretend that you're not in pain, because quite frankly, you immediately send up a red flag. You are in pain. It's about trying to drown it out as much as possible so that you can deliberately focus your attention on what other things are either working well or what feels good to you, so that that inner dialogue that you are often talking about in your mind, almost identifying with, really. We've found most humans that struggle with pain for long periods of time begin to identify with it. It becomes a part of them. becomes part of who they are. And when that's the case, that's the blueprint you are building for your cells. And your cells, they're taking those directions from you in every moment because that's the belief. But whether you say something out loud or you think it in your mind, it really makes no difference because they are essentially responding to the energy behind those words. It's the vibration. It's not the words that really matter. So when you're talking to yourself, we really, really encourage you to begin to talk about things that you want your cells to do. So many will ask, well, do positive affirmations work? What about those? And our answer is always yes and no. And the reason is because affirmations don't work if you're just simply saying the words over and over and over again with absolutely no feeling behind them. Because universe doesn't respond to words. It's responding to vibration. It's responding to energy. However, affirmations can be extremely effective when you feel what it feels like that what you're saying is true. You feel the gratitude. You feel as if this statement is a fact. You feel the relief behind the words that this burden, this pain is now being taken care of. So we'll offer you a few affirmations that you could use and feel the realness of it. Skip to the end as if this is true, as if you were talking to a friend, as if you were talking to them about how you're feeling or what you truly believe. Feel the feeling behind it. So it's really important to get yourself there. And you can write these down or you can pause it, but nonetheless. So we want you to kind of take a nice deep breath and begin by saying in your mind or out loud, either way, each and every moment, my body is coming into alignment. I am healing at a rapid pace. I am so grateful that my body knows how to heal itself. I'm so grateful for the healing that's happening in my body. I am healing with grace and ease. Now you can use any affirmations that really resonate with you. You can take ours or you can build your own, but do whatever resonates most with you because we really want you to play with skipping to the end. Of really clearly envisioning what this healthy body looks like. What does it look like? What does it feel like to be able to move about completely pain-free? Do you feel physically fit? You feel confident in your body's ability to support you as you follow whatever passions or interests that you physically want to pursue. And you can feel the flow of just that pulsing of that energy that's just vibrant throughout your body. And it makes you feel alive. Makes you feel vibrant and capable. And we want you to feel the relief of knowing that your body is already completely healed. But that version, that experience, that blueprint already exists because you've desired it. And so now the only thing left to do is to get yourself to that channel so that it becomes part of something that you physically and tangibly experience as well. This is such a powerful manifestation tool that your physical body, it really responds really, really, really well to it. And so we suggest that you play with this as often as you can. It's not something that you have to put on your to-do list, but if it's something that makes you feel good just by thinking about it, just by skipping to the end and feeling as though you already have the healing that you desire right here, right now, that you're literally matching the speed of that vibration in that moment, that when you're doing that, you're catching up to speed with it, knowing just how productive that is for your physical body because you're literally building a new blueprint. Your scientists are starting to become aware that your thoughts, that your vibration are actually responsible for transforming and altering your genetic code, your DNA. It alters based on your most habitual thoughts. Think about the impact of that. The power of the mind is just tremendously effective and extremely influential in the outcome of any ailment, any disease, any pain whatsoever, which is why we often say that you can heal absolutely any disease through that deliberate alignment of your vibration. There have been those that they've died from a paper cut. It got infected, things, one thing led to the next, and they've died. And they believed so strongly that their body was incapable of recovering, that it eventually ceased to be able to. And there are many, many others who have literally come back from death's door. And you hear all of these different stories in which your doctors have said that it is an absolute miracle. It is incredible. We've never seen anything like it. And it's because of the power that your mind possesses over your body. Many of you are likely quite familiar with the placebo effect. So really quite quickly for anyone that's not, it's as if you take one group of patients that is complaining of similar overall ailments or problems or pains. You divide them up into two separate groups. One group receives the sugar pill with absolutely no medical properties whatsoever to that sugar pill. And you'll give the other group the pill, which really does have the medicine. And what's so fascinating is that it's oftentimes quite equal in who heals and who doesn't in those groups, because those that received that sugar pill were completely unaware. They thought that that was the real medicine. And because they thought it was the real medicine, it's what we like to call the bridge to belief, because they believed so strongly that that pill was going to be able to heal them, that they were able to get out of their own way and their body were then able to heal that ailment that they had. And there were others that were convinced that they had the sugar pill, and yet they really had the real medicine and blocked their healing. And it's fascinating to watch just how incredibly powerful your minds really are over your physical bodies. There truly is no medicine that can heal your body if you don't believe that it will. Your beliefs are that strong. So yes, some forms of medicine can absolutely change the chemical composition of your physical bodies. We're not denying that you're in a physical environment. If you cut your finger with a knife on a daily basis, you will not be able to heal from it. But in doing so, know that that medicine is the bridge to belief, and that's okay. That is perfectly fine. Use whatever bridge you need in order to get out of your own way to be able to heal your body, so that your body, quite accurately said, instead can heal itself. So it's not in any way, we don't in any way find there to be a problem with any kind of bridge that allows you to transform by believing it because you're having assistance. There's nothing wrong with that. But know that it's your physical body that's actually doing it. It has much more to do with the thoughts, your vibrations, and your expectations than it does with the actions that you're actually taking, because everything, it manifests on the emotional and the vibrational, the spiritual levels first, and then trickles down into the physical, because the physical is a slower vibration, takes a little bit longer to materialize. So we oftentimes say that you could take two patients, same illness, same similar immune system, same similar everything, and they take the same medicine, and one patient can do fantastic and heal rapidly, and the other patient can take a turn for the worse. The only difference is their overall beliefs, it's their overall expectations, their vibrations. Your minds are more capable than of healing, really, than any illness that you're suffering from, provided that you shift back into that state of alignment with healing your body and allowing your body to heal. And this is why we say that all healing takes place from the inside. It heals from the inside out. So as you shift your perspective, as you shift your expectation from what you may have been told or how you feel or view this condition that you're experiencing into an expectation, into an understanding of the tremendous healing power that your body naturally has, you can begin to relax into the knowing that your body has it covered, that it really is all going to be okay, that it's all well. So allow your body to heal as you deliberately begin to take your focus and move your attention onto what makes you feel good, using whatever excuse that you can find to really elevate your vibration. This is your one and only task left to do, because your body will take care of the rest. So we hope that you have found this message to be helpful in some way. And we absolutely encourage you to really listen to it, to receive it, to integrate it as often as you need to allow yourself to begin to heal and know that we have shared a tremendous amount of healing energy in this message for you to bask in and for you to tune to. And so in love and light, we are your angelic guides.